Together Colorado is a multi-race, multi-faith-driven organization. And so we have leaders from all over this state, not just clergy. We have lay leaders also. And so we believe as a organization of faith, we believe in restoration and redemption. And so when Jasmine, his wife, came to us and said, you know, we're really struggling, and she came to our Lifeline Justice Action Ministry because we are in the process of working on mass incarceration, and what does that look like, and how should people be treated? And so that's why she came to Together Colorado.
What do you think this case says about our overall incarceration system? I mean, regardless of the error in paperwork, a 98-year sentence for this type of crime, I mean, what do you think that this actually isn't an unusual sentence? There are many people serving this type of sentence for
That's
similar
true.
Crimes.
If you have to go back to the war on drugs when they started mandatory minimums and that type of thing, so it kind of takes everything out of the judge's hands, and we believe that judges are sitting there for a reason and that they should be able to hand out the appropriate amount of punishment, not looking at mandatory minimums, and if you did this, you just automatically do 20 years or 30 years. It's terrible. And so we are being inhumane in this system. People should be able to spend their time, and when they get out, they get to start again, just like every we've all made mistakes, but maybe not to this extent. But there is always some forgiveness, and as an organization of faith, we believe in forgiveness and redemption. And this young man has, like I said, has done more than others, but I think the system itself is cruel and inhumane.